Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield. I'm your host for Inspire Indeed, where we're learning about community issues and the nonprofits and engaged citizens that are working to address them. And hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds. Over the past few months, I've had a couple of shows that address the challenges faced by youth in foster care, like when I spoke with Virginia Home for Boys and Girls and Children's Home Society. So you may have heard me share some of the grim statistics before. For foster care youth who age out of the system at age 18 without finding a permanent home and without any type of support, over a quarter of them will be incarcerated within the first 2 years after leaving the system. Over half of them will become homeless or unstably housed in that same time frame, and less than 2% will ever earn a college degree, compared to about a third of the general population. And, you know, behind these numbers are the people, the individuals, who, through no fault of their own, grew up without a family. But today, we get to hear about an innovative program that is ensuring that youth who turn 18 and are about to age out of the foster care system are provided with guidance and support to get them on the road to success, starting with a college education. That program is called Great Expectations. And here to share more about it and its success is someone who has spent her career advocating for children and families, former First Lady Anne Holton, who is the Great Expectations Director at the Virginia Community College System. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you, Elaine. It's a real treat to get to be here on your great show.
Well, thanks. It's a treat to have you. Well, as I shared in my introduction, we'll be talking about the Great Expectations program and how it helps youth in foster care succeed. But before getting into the program specifics, I'd love to learn a little more about what draws you to do what you do. What sparked your passion to work with this population in this field?
Yes, well, thank you, Elaine. You know, I served as a juvenile and domestic relations district court judge here in the city of Richmond for many years, and through that work got to know a number of young people in foster care. The court system is involved in regularly reviewing the cases of young people who come into the system because of abuse or neglect or for whatever reasons families can't take care of them, and the court system reviews their cases at various stages. Our court had a one-judge, one-family system, so it meant that I really got to know these young kids in a very personal way.
And because you might be working with them over the course of a few years?
Oh, absolutely, mm-hmm. Over the course of however long they're in foster care, and for many kids that is years and years, mm-hmm. Especially when they get up into the teen years. And they're just a remarkable bunch of kids. I just can't tell you the stories of kids I've seen who've experienced things you and I wouldn't wish on our worst enemy over a whole lifetime they've experienced in their short lives, and yet they're resilient, they're focused on the future. Some of the kids that drive us all the craziest when we're working with them as social workers are driving us crazy because they've got such spunk and mm-hmm. such commitment and are working hard to find their own path to success.
And they have something to offer, and they want to figure out how to share it.
You got it. I you know, I remember one of my court kids just jumps out at me as a young woman who had been sexually abused, terrible, terrible circumstances, and wasn't happy with her placement decisions. And maybe that was for good reasons or wrong, but she kept running away and living places where her social worker didn't know where she was and wouldn't do anything the program was. But the one thing she did do was go to school. And mm-hmm. she would go. I had to fight with the social workers not to pick her up on a runaway warrant at school. I said, if she goes to school, let's let her go to school.
Right.
And the other place she would come was to court, because she wanted to tell me that was her priority, was getting her education and getting ready to move forward and make a better life for herself.
Right. So she had a vision of what she wanted to accomplish.
She's
going to make it happen. Well, but I know that it's a challenge regardless when you don't have that network of support. So when you came into your role as First Lady, you put a real emphasis on youth and foster care, correct?
I did. It's one of the pleasures in Virginia of serving in the role of First Lady when my husband was governor of Virginia, is that Virginia invites and really gives our First Ladies the opportunity to spotlight a cause that you care about. And it was immediately obvious to me that what I wanted to spotlight was some of these older young people coming through the foster care system. I felt like we were doing better by our younger kids, But the older kids, it's hard to find alternative families for them. It's hard to help connect them back to their families of origin for just a whole variety of reasons. The obstacles they face are huge, and I felt like our system wasn't doing as well by them as they deserved.
Mm-hmm. And so what sorts of things did you do to address that issue?
Well, I was really involved in two significant endeavors during my time as First Lady, and one of them is the one I'm working on now. But the other is I worked hard with our state and local agencies and other partners to really do a very significant reform of our foster care system that was all focused on connecting kids more strongly to permanent families, that kids belong in families, not in institutional settings, unless they absolutely cannot be served in the family setting. Everybody needs family. We know that instinctively, and the research backs it up, that kids who have strong connections to stable adults that last permanently are going to be the most successful, even when they're in otherwise difficult circumstances. So we worked very hard in Virginia, and we're successful in moving a very large percentage of our young people who were in institutions, group homes, treatment centers, et cetera, back to either their family of origin or to extended family, or when those places weren't going to be safe, we worked hard to get young people into permanent new families. And then to make it work, to wrap services around them and the family so that they can be successful.
Right, because the families, it's one thing to have a generous heart and home and bring a child in or an older child into your home, but it takes a lot of training and support to be successful in that match, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And these kids, have endured emotional challenges, physical abuse. Many of them have switched between between various circumstances both before and during their stay in foster care. Some of these kids, you talk to them, I went to 10 different elementary schools and 5 different middle schools. It's no surprise that educationally they're behind. Mm-hmm. And so they've got a whole range of challenges, and we cannot just ask them or families to expect everything to magically be perfect without support.
Mm-hmm. So part of what you did was help address that at the system level to ensure that there were appropriate supports for adoptive parents or foster parents. Is that right?
Yes, and you mentioned some of our great private provider agencies. Mm-hmm. United Methodist Family Services is another terrific one. They, like Virginia Home for Boys and Girls and Virginia Home Society, work really hard on matching children well with potential new families and on supporting them really well.
Great. Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. You can hear previous shows on our blog, which is inspireindeed.blogspot.com. But today we're talking with former First Lady of Virginia, Ann Holton, who is the current director of a program called Great Expectations, helping youth in foster care succeed in the higher education setting. And Ann, we'll get into some more details about Great Expectations now, but why don't you give people a reference of a Great Expectations website they could refer to?
Oh, good. Thank you. I'd love to. We have a terrific website at www.greatexpectations, that's all one word, .vccs.edu. That's Virginia Community College System is the initials. Great Expectations.vccs.edu.
Edu. Okay, great. So why don't you share a little bit about the details of Great Expectations? So it's a program at the community college level for foster care youth. How does it actually work? What does it do?
Well, Elaine, this is the second major project I was involved in as First Lady, and at that time I was involved as a volunteer in helping get it started, and then I started as its full-time program director just this January. Mm-hmm. Great Expectations is a program that works with young people as they're exiting foster care and helps them get connected to higher education through our wonderful community colleges here in Virginia. We reach out to foster youth and alumni. So we serve not just young people who are still in foster care, but young people who have been in foster care during their teen years. And we reach out, try to help them get enrolled in college, help them go through the maze of financial aid paperwork, which if anybody has done that with a parent, you know how hard it is.
It's complicated.
And to do it without a parent is at least as complicated, if not more so, to help them access some of the other resources. And there are some resources that are designed specially for young people coming out of foster care to help them put a financial package together, to help them think about career opportunities and how their higher education is going to fit into their long-term plan, and then get them enrolled and get them through school successfully.
Well, it sounds like a lot of the types of things you're providing are supports that we might take for granted from that we get from our own family or network. So if you don't have that as a foster care child, then this is serving that role.
You got it. And that's why the statistics are so grim for foster youth who don't have that support. As you said, the percentage of young people coming out of the foster care system who finish high school and start any kind of higher ed system is very low, and the percentage who complete higher ed is just abysmal. And we are turning that around in Virginia with this great program.
So how do you actually provide the support? How does it happen?
Well, we have coaches, and they are the linchpin of our system. We have coaches at 17 of our 23 community colleges around Virginia, including really, really terrific folks here at J. Sargent Reynolds Community College here in Richmond and at John Tyler Community College in Petersburg. Our coaches are the ones who reach out to young people before they get into college, and then once they get there, they just are there in every possible way to help make it work for these young people to be successful. For instance, I was just talking with a young person the other day who was at John Tyler doing well in many of his classes, but running up against trouble in his calculus class, and let's just say fairly severe trouble, and heading for a flunk. But these kids are so independent, God bless them, and he thought he could do it on his own. His coach said, young man, I won't say names, but he said, young man, she took him by the arm and walked him down the hall to the tutor, got him connected up with a tutor, got him and his professor and the tutor working together so that he could pass his that tough class. And now he's on his way to transfer to a school of business at VCU.
So. Well, that's exciting. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I'm sure the kind of result that you're hoping to achieve with the students in the program.
You got it. You got it.
So it's been running. Great Expectations has been around since when?
Well, we're in our fifth year of operations. We started at 5 colleges across Virginia, and now we're, as I said, at 17. So we started small, and we've been expanding, and we're really kind of coming into our own. We're getting to the point where we're seeing our graduates. We're going to have a really significant number of graduates this May who we're looking forward to celebrating with. We are we're serving over 500 students enrolled in the community colleges, plus additional students at the high school level this year. It's very exciting.
That is exciting. So they're getting the support from the coaches. Are there ways for them to have some type of a cohort or like a group of foster youth that are at the same college or maybe have times to get together as peers?
You're exactly right. And the research shows that that kind of opportunity connect with others who are in your circumstances is part of what works for these young people. And so, yes, the coaches do help pull them together as a group and do activities. They do some community service activities because everybody needs the opportunity to give back as well. They the coaches can help with emergency funds. I had one young man speak to me at last year's education forum that Great Expectations did and tell me about what it was like. We talk about those statistics, literally to be going to school while homeless, living in his car. And he and his brother were both students and living together, and something happened with the rent. They got evicted. They don't have a parent to go home to, so they are literally living in the car. One of them dropped out, but the Great Expectations student was able to persist with the help of his coach, who also then was helping him address the housing situation with our emergency funds, with helping advocate for him with the various other entities in the community and at the college who can help get over those kinds of humps.
Right. So you're helping to connect them with other community resources outside of the college as
well. Yes. Our community college system is so strong in so many ways and has a lots of opportunities to help young people, but it's complicated to navigate it. And without a parent in the role of helping to navigate the system, to know how to get a tutor, to know how to deal with a financial aid crisis, to know if you get some of these kids, for instance, are required to go through extra verification for their financial aid process when they say they don't have a parent that can help complete the application. So that means they have to do things like have their birth certificates. Well, that's not easy for these foster care kids. So it's really the coach model. We call it a coach because kids are more amenable to working with a coach than a social worker. And some of these kids have had enough social workers in their lives. But it's sort of like you think the football coach. If you have a young person on the football team who you want to be academically successful so that he can continue to play football, what's that coach going to do to make things work? He's going to do everything that it takes, wrapping his arms around that kid. And that's what these coaches do.
And it's clear that they're on the kid's side.
You got it. And some of it even is just that emotional support. A young woman I know from my own court docket days, and who I know just went through horrific things as a child, and not surprisingly has some depression issues that she still struggles with today, was ready to give up on a hard class last fall here at JSARG. And her coach talked her out of it, and sure enough, she brought the grade up to a B by the end of the semester, and she's graduating this spring.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Well, again, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And today we're speaking with Ann Holton, who is the current director of Great Expectations at the Virginia Community College System. And again, Ann, what's that website where people can get more information?
Thank you, Elaine. Yes, it's www.greatexpectations.vccs.edu.
Great. Is there a phone number where people could call if they'd also like to learn more?
Absolutely. They can call me or my assistant at the Virginia Community Colleges at 819-4950 here in area code 804.
Great. Now, I know you've already shared some really inspiring stories about how this has impacted the lives of students. Are there any other stories that come to mind of how Great Expectations has made a real difference?
I was just thinking of a young lady who's out at the Virginia Highlands Community College out in Abington, and her coach there has just been a crucial partner to her all the way through. This young lady, and this is one of the great stories about our community colleges as well, this young lady finished her two-year degree with the support of her coach a couple of years ago and has been continuing to take online classes at Virginia Highlands in Abington from Old Dominion University. So without ever leaving Southwest Virginia, she is this spring going to get a four-year degree from Old Dominion University in Tidewater. And she's been working in her field. She wants to go into criminal justice, and she's been working at the detention center there in Abington, helping others, having been inspired by those who have helped her, and then will be able to get promotions and significant pay raises upon getting her four-year degree.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's definitely a story of success.
And this is definitely she's a smart kid, and she's got a lot going for her. She would not have been on this path had it not been for the program support.
For the coach being there by her side and giving her pointers.
And everything, pointers, but, you know, when her money ran out and she didn't have textbooks, coming up with some emergency money so she could buy textbooks, gas cards, all of these kids are working and carrying a full load of academics, and they're just, their lives are complicated and they don't have parents to fall back on.
Right. So you've mentioned several things that cost resources. I mean, the coaches' salaries for one thing, but emergency funds, gas, housing, emergency funds, things like that. How is the program supported?
Yeah, it is, Elaine, a project of the Virginia Foundation for Community College Education, which is the foundation that supports our community colleges across the state. So it is absolutely supported by private donors and grants, as well as additional resources we leverage from the community colleges. So we would love to have people support. And if you go to that wonderful website, there is a donate button, and it tells you how you can give. And that website, again, is greatexpectations.vccs.edu. The name, by the way, comes from Dickens, that we have great expectations for these young people.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, they live up to their expectations. So it's a challenge for, I'm sure, a lot of youth when they hear statistics or they're aware of other foster care youth that are wind up aging out and in bad situations. And so what's your future hope? And without somebody giving you an expectation of success or, yes, you are going to do it, yes, you are going to complete school, it's that much harder to envision it on your own.
Some of these young people just, number one, can't see past, I've got to get a job and work as much as I can so that I know how I'm going to be able to eat next week. Mm-hmm. And yes, that is important, but are they going to be at a dead-end minimum wage job, or are they going to go on to a career with a family-sustaining wage? Mm-hmm. That's one of the great things about our community colleges all across Virginia is that we offer the whole range of options. So if a young person comes to us and says, you know, I want to get some education, but I really don't have the patience or the financial wherewithal or the time to do a four-year program, we can say, well, have you thought about a truck driver certificate where you can be in 6 months making pretty darn good wages? Or have you thought about a two-year technical degree? Or you can come to the community colleges and do your initial 2 years mm-hmm. at a great value and then transfer on to our four-year institution. So that's, can really serve the whole range of options, those who are in a hurry and those who have a little longer, who have all kinds of career aspirations.
Yeah, and those are great options for any kind of student, whatever your background.
That's exactly right, and all at a great value. You know, I know plenty of folks from my own kids' world as well as from the foster care world who have found the community colleges to be it just financially makes a whole lot of sense as a place to start.
We're lucky in Virginia to have such a strong system. Now, look, I know that you have some events coming up this spring for people to learn more about Great Expectations. Isn't that right?
Yes, we do, Elaine. We're doing a series of awareness events all across the state in May on our fifth-year anniversary and in honor of Foster Care Awareness Month, which is May.
And there is one of those events here in Richmond?
Yes, we have an event here in Richmond on May 29th. At J. Sergeant Reynolds Community College here in Richmond. And there is more information on that on our website. If you go on the website and click on under the events tab, there's a get more information about the tour. And that also has information about the other tour locations and dates.
Okay, so what's going to be involved on the tour? Is it intended for those that may be participants in the program or potential supporters?
The luncheon event that I just mentioned, and it is free and open to the public, and we will be serving lunch, but we need you to register, so we make sure we get the head count. So
okay.
do go to the website.
All right.
Is intended for anybody with an interest in this work, absolutely for young people, foster parents, adoptive parents, also for social workers, service providers who work with this, work with kids who might be able to take advantage of Great Expectations so they can learn more about it. We also are doing a number of fundraising receptions in addition, and if anybody would like to be invited to one of those, if you go on the website and contact me or my assistant, we'd be happy to get you an invitation to the fundraising receptions as well.
Great, and that's greatexpectations.vccs.edu.
Yes, and VCCS is the website for the whole Virginia Community College system, and you can also find there the list of all our community colleges, but also on the Great Expectations page you can get links to all of the 17 programs that have Great Expectations programs and our coaches there. We have a terrific bunch of coaches who really have a passion for these young people, and all of their contact information is right there.
Well, great. You clearly also have a passion for this, too.
I do. These young people inspire passion.
Yeah. So what's the difference between working in this role, serving this population, versus being in the courts?
I loved my job in the courts, Elaine, but it was almost like being in the emergency room. In that, you know, my colleague Richard Taylor, who went on to the circuit court, used to describe our court as the McDonald's of the court system. 5 billion served. It was very fast paced and intense. And while you did get to know these young people, it was in that limited setting of the court. So one of the things I love about what I get to do now is that I do get to work with both young people and others who are working with them in the community in all kinds of different settings. And I also love getting to be part of this community college system. I just feel so strongly about the system and what it has to offer to our whole it's plays such a crucial role in our higher ed picture here in Virginia. It's fun to be part of it.
Well, that's terrific. So it sounds like this is Great Expectations, a program that's going to be here for the long haul.
Absolutely. And as I say, we're serving over 500 students now. We think that if we were able to get additional resources and continue expanding to the community colleges we're not serving and expanding to serve more young people within those systems, that we could easily be serving 1,000 to 1,500 students across the state. Really, my hope and vision for this organization is that we will ultimately be the higher ed resource for all young people who have had contact with the child welfare system in Virginia, so because we really can help address their special needs.
Yeah, well, you've made it clear that you've been successful in doing that, so I really appreciate you taking the time to share more about Great Expectations.
Elaine, if I can just add one thing, I'd like to thank some partners who've just been terrific to us, especially as we've been planning this this tour. Virginia 529, you know, the Virginia College Savings Plan, has a lot of shared interest with us in that they are promoting higher education in all kinds of ways, including by helping people save for it, and has a couple of particular outreach programs, including this new SOAR program that they're piloting that actually gives scholarships to young people who might not otherwise be able to afford higher ed. And they have very graciously partnered with us as part of this tour, are helping us redo our communications materials and our video and all of that.
That sounds like a great support and then a connection to scholarships for your students.
You got it.
Great. Well, that sounds like a very valuable partner to have on board, so making all your work possible. Well, I want to thank you again, Ann Holton, for joining us here today on WRIR 97.3 FM. You've been listening to Inspire Indeed, and we are a show that focuses on nonprofits and community issues. I hope that you've learned something new on the show here today, and that you're thinking about how you might make a difference with your deeds.